When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Self-taught radio time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Conlon's Little Mares, and Bing's guests, Morton Downey, K-Star, and Joe Venuti. And now, with only 14 shopping days left to Christmas, we bring you one of the sweetest fellows who ever stood in a pair of shoes, Bing Crosby.
You can't be serious.
Oh, but I am, especially, well, at this time of the year. I do love nice gifts.
Oh, what are you buying for me this year?
Well, Bing, frankly, I hadn't planned to get you anything.
How can you kick a good job over like that? You know, old man, you can shake any microphone in this building and there'll be announcers falling out for 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, I bet you're just kidding.
I bet I am, too. Just to show you I'm on the level, the good mayors and I are going to sing Quantum Logista. Just for you.
Why just for me?
We're not sure anybody else is listening. Well, I know we got three boys and girls, John Scott, at his own.
We gotta get going, where we going, what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, the five of us and you.
And then maybe
soon you'll be here with dark and flashing eyes.
We're on our way, pack up your pack.
And if we stay, we won't come back.
How can we go? We haven't
got a job. I bet we're going, and we're gonna have a happy time. Now someone said they just got back from somewhere. A friend of mine, and I don't even know. He said there's lots of fun if we can get there.
If that's the case,
that's the case.
That's the place.
That's the place.
The place we want to go.
I'll take a train.
You take a train.
You take the boat.
Don't want a boat.
I'll take a plane.
Off we go.
You got a goat.
Let's go.
Back.
We'll get. We either walk or fly.
But we're going. We're gonna have a happy time.
Wonderful, Ben.
I had one gusto left over. Just the lanyard.
Wonderful, Ben. Boys and girls. Very exciting, too.
Well, you've had your lift. Now fly over to the boulevard and get my present. Go on, fly it,
Ben. I thought you said you were kidding.
I was kidding on a square.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ben. This year, Christmas shopping is going to be easy for everybody, thanks to Philco.
Philco products are always welcome.
Well, sure. And this year, Philco makes it possible for shoppers to buy something absolutely new. Something they couldn't get before.
Well, you need, of course, the phonograph to play the 45-minute record.
That's it.
You're right, Ken. They are new this year. I think it solves everybody's gift problem. I know it does mine.
Well, sure, Ben. The answer is, make this the Philco Christmas. Folks, this year, there's a Philco to suit everybody on your list. For your main family gift, what could be finer than one of the great new Philco console radio phonographs to play this 45-minute record? Here's the greatest phonograph invention of the century. The most flawless reproduction of recorded music you ever listened to. Now ready for Christmas delivery in a whole series of new Philcos, from space-saving cable radio phonographs to luxurious combinations with FM and all the latest features of Philco research. They play your regular records automatically, in addition to the sensational new long playing kind, and they give it a last word in fine radio reception. So don't delay. Order your Christmas Philco from your dealer now. The gift with a lift. From Philco, the leader.
Adding a much-needed bit of beauty and felicitous femininity to our Philco filibuster this evening, is our first guest. Little Miss, who made a big hit with us 2 weeks ago here in Sokolville, currently appearing at Charlie Morrison's Your Combo Club. She's loaded with charm, talent, and personality. A real star. In fact, that's her name, K-Star. Kay, step out here for a big bob.
How you doing?
Nice to have you here again tonight, Kay.
Thank you.
You know you're the only girl on the program. We've got Vanita and Downey and a bunch of fellas, but you're the only girl.
I'm completely surrounded by men, huh?
That's right. Don't worry, Kay. I'll protect you.
I guess you think you wouldn't.
Have you something clever, song-wise, for us tonight?
Well, I thought I'd sing the Got the Human Thing to Do.
Oh, that's a simply wizard selection, I think. For your supersonic vocal projectors, whatever. Hmm?
Yes,
John Scott, will you support our center suitably? Hmm?
Mistakes are human, I heard you say. Forgiveness is divine. But all the sweet things that anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing you do? Oh, we thought that yours was such a heart of gold. And after I was sold on the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing? Now I'm not trying to pop things up. What's in them must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a car the way you treated me. How could anybody be so blind and fair? You let me hang around until I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me stronger? Was that the human thing you do? Now I'm not trying to patch things up. What's in them must be. Lord, I wouldn't even see a part the way you treated me. How could anybody be so blind and fair? You let me hang around until I learned to care. Was that the human thing to be?
Thank you very much, sir. That was very stocky as usual. Now, folks, I present an old friend of mine. His habitat is the pub room of the Short Club in New York City, but he's out here in California to pick up a little sunshine and grab a buck or two on the side. He holds the world's record for singing Carolina Moon, and he always has a bundle of hot Irish sweepstakes tickets, pockets, and these ticket things with the pockets on the tickets. Here is Coca-Cola's favorite son, Morton Downey.
Hi, baby.
Certainly a pleasure to have you. You know, Mort, what always puzzled me about you, you talk and sing just like you did when you were a kid.
Yeah?
Your voice has never changed.
Oh, yes, it has, baby. When I was a kid, I used to talk to you, way up here, like this.
Oh, now you're talking down here, around this room. Yeah. Well, I think I'm safe in saying that you're still the oldest choir boy in the world.
Baby, do you ever think of the old days when we were with Paul Whiteman?
Never think of the days with Whiteman. I'll never forget him.
Burnt right into your soul, huh?
Oh. Letters of fire. I'll never forget the first time I ever saw Whiteman. He was sitting... Well, I was ushered into a large room, and there he was, sitting on a cushion in a silk kimono, eating a big bowl of caviar and sipping champagne. He finished the caviar and he let me lick the bowl.
How kind.
Oh, he was a benevolent man.
I went in to see him one time, you know, when he was on the caviar kick. try to grab a handful, and he threw Mike Singator and his banjo at me.
I'll forget that picture, though. Whiteman sitting there in that big cushion in that silk robe.
For the first four or five times I saw him, I didn't realize he was a band leader. I thought he was a sultan. Yeah, I used to bow out of the room backwards. Except for the time he threw Fingertall at me.
You know, Mort, we have another Whiteman alumnus here tonight. The fantastic fiddler himself in person.
Not Joe me.
I don't mean Dave Rubinoff. Move in here, Joe, will you?
Come on. Hi, Martin. Hello, Billy.
Joe, nice to see you. How things going?
Well, Mort, you know, I have my own band now, and a kimono and a cushion.
What about the caviar and the champagne, Joe?
Well, I get that as soon as my band is booked.
Mort and I were just talking to Joe about the merry days we had with Whiteman. Remember when once in a while he let us draw ahead on our salaries?
I worked for Paul for 6 years and never got anything but an empty envelope on payday.
Some weeks I didn't even get the envelope.
Me neither. Whiteman was just a great, big, fat, jolly pawnbroker.
He was no jollier than any other pawnbroker. We all sure kept ahead of him, though, didn't we?
Yeah, he could never fire us.
Well, you know, he wanted to break up the band several times, but he couldn't afford it.
And bands all over the country, too.
Yeah, he had a band on the train that went from New York to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He even had an orchestra on the Leviathan.
Yeah, he sure did.
He sent me to, you know, to Europe with a band, Bing.
Yeah.
How come he never sent you out with a band?
Never could find me.
He sent me out with a band, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you play, Joe?
Well, I played in a coal mine in Montclair, West Virginia.
You played in a coal mine?
Yes, sir. I guess I had the only band in the world that featured a canary bird for a girl finger.
The boys from Pittsburgh back there, I see.
You know, Bing, I used to get a kick out of you, the way you and Morton used to sit in the band with phony instruments and made to believe you were playing.
I didn't even have a union card.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, sure. Don't you remember you had a card in a barber's union?
Oh, that's right. I used to cut Whiteman's hair.
I used to rub him down.
I used to rub him the wrong way.
Say, Bing.
What?
You held a French horn in the band, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to hold a French horn. We used to call it a rain catcher. But you know, the fat fiddler caught me playing oompas one night off key. He was playing for Kuntler there.
Why?
He gave me a violin with rubber strings, and he said, "Now, let's hear you make some noise on that." Well, I sawed away with four strokes, ponticellos, pizzicatos, everything that the boys were doing, but nothing came out.
I can still smell the rubber burning.
Nothing better.
Hey, Mort, I can't seem to remember now. What was the instrument you faked on?
Well, I had a fat phone with no reason, of course. Used to blow my brains out. And Mildred Bailey played a big harp that had spaghetti for strings.
I thought she held an old rocking chair.
No, she sang that.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, in those days in the band business, dummy instruments were all the vogue. You know, it looked more impressive if a fella could put down a French horn, a violin, or a ute, and step down in front of the band and sing a number, the people would all fall apart.
If you
had a band, the kid played saxophone and sings like a bird.
Also made it possible for Whiteman to say he had a 45-piece orchestra.
Maybe he had a good day.
While we're in this reminiscent mood, I think you and Joe and I and the orchestra should hit some nostalgic nightclub-y torchy tunes,
Oh, you mean tunes that'll make couples from coast to coast look in each other's eyes and say, "There's our tune."
Oh, yeah. We'll do our tune, too,
Well, I got a pretty good one for the opener right here, Dave.
Okay.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you.
cloud must have a silver lining, waiting till the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear.
What a number that was. Still is, I guess.
Here's another one, Ben, that still does pretty good, too.
You got it. Now, it's time to run.
Mexicali Road,
oh, yes.
Stops wide. I'll come back to you someday. Every night you know that I'll be pining. Every hour of year when I'm away.
Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't cry. Kiss me once again and hold me.
In that song, but he was certainly a cad to leave Mexicali Rose like that, hmm?
Yeah, but he said he was going to come back, didn't he?
Yeah, promises. But he didn't even send the poor girl a postcard.
You know, Bing, I knew a gal in Mexicali once.
Hmm?
She wasn't really Rose, but she always had a pot of hot beans on the stove.
Well, sometimes a good cook is a thing of beauty. You been back to see her, Mort?
No, she ran out of beans.
I think you're a cad, too, you know that? But let's get on with the recriminations in the old love department. That old feeling should be included in there, don't you think?
Yeah, but... I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling.
The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still.
Once again I seemed to see that old yearning. And I knew the spark of life was still burning.
There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling.
You sure hit some high notes in that one, Mort.
Well, I swung at him. I don't know if I hit him or not.
right on the snows. Now, should we try a little if I had my way?
If I had my way, we would never grow old. And sunshine I'd bring every day.
sweet mama plane. If I had my way.
Sounded very John and Sandra Steele on that one, didn't you?
You know, if we keep on like this, we may bring back Phil Harris and Leah Ray.
Utopian as that may appear, we just have to skip along.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
The world will always welcome lovers. As time goes
by. Right about here, I think that song, I'll Be Seeing You, ought to fit in pretty tenderly, huh? You want to start it, Mort?
Okay, dude.
I'll be seeing you in all familiar places, that is part of my embracing all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wisdom. I'll be seeing in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
You're sitting, you're ready? Well, Ed's in here because he likes to close with a tune. It's a beauty. I do hope Gene Austin is listening. When whippoorwills call and the evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven.
I turn to the right, then a little white line will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby, my sweet, we're happy in my blue heaven.
Those were wonderful. You know, Bing, I'd too like
to sound a little like whispering his mother there.
You know, Bing, I'd too like to have all those tunes in a long playing record, especially if you're going to give me a Choco for Christmas.
Who said I was going to give you a Philco for Christmas?
Well, you did. You said Philco solved your gift problem.
Oh, I'm holding out till I find out what you're giving me.
Oh.
Meanwhile, let's solve everybody's gift problem. Tell us more.
There's plenty to tell, Bing. Philco dealers are busting out all over. The greatest Christmas selection of new Philco radios and phonographs in history. Folks, you're in like Santa Claus with Philco's new album-length record player. With this new Philco player, you can now enjoy the 45-minute record over any radio or phonograph, old or new. Even a table radio that doesn't have a phonograph. And the price? Only $29.95 or $31.50 in the West. Now, how can you miss? It's brand new for Christmas. And so is Philco's great new line of table radios, including sensational values in FM and many exclusive Philco features for easy listening. And for a honey of a Christmas special, see Philco's new travel radio. It's no bigger than a book, plays on AC or DC, gives a gorgeous tone performance. It's a real deluxe gift, and it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's a new tune from Ray Bolger's Broadway hit, Where's Charlie? Back East is being sung nightly by an up-and-coming, handsome young product of Hollywood, Byron Palmer. Keep your eye on that boy, and your ear on this song.
My darling, I wanted to call you my darling for many and many years. My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just fluttered away. Now all at once, we've kissed, and there's not a thing I'm saying enough to say, except my darling, that used to the name of my darling, it's here to stay.
To have done it for this session, my thanks now to Morton Downey, K-Star,
and Joe Vanilli for lending their talents tonight.
What do you mean, lending?
It's a big speech, Mort. Everybody gets a little something.
Who's going to be on the show next week?
Next week, Kay, Peggy Lee will be aboard. Also, Bob Hope pays us a call.
What do you mean, pays?
He pays me to get on my program all night. Yes, he sure does. Anyhow, Bob and his rapier-like wit will be with us. I say rapier-like because if you don't laugh at his jokes, he pulls a knife on you.
Say, Bing, where are you going to put Hammerhead Jones on the show?
I didn't even know Hammerhead was in town.
You didn't know he was in town? Why, he just flew in on a Canadian honker.
I must contact him immediately. Good night, Joe, Kay, and Martin.
Good night, Bing.
That's why.
Folks, why don't you stay tuned right here for more Jolly Stuff. Good night. And thanks.
Thank you, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Peggy Lee. And remember, for the gift with a list this Christmas, give a Philco.